Hey, while you're up there, Art, I think I spotted a zombie in the far pit. No, like the really far one. Make sure you check it, please. Yeah, that'll keep him busy. Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Zozone. It hurts me to say this, but I have no pleasantries. In fact, all I have is a broken heart. I have been betrayed by one half of the number one podcast in the apocalypse. That's right. I'm talking about Art. It all began a few weeks ago when I mistakenly ate one of Art's Twinkies. Turned out to be his last one. I think we can all agree that he blew it completely out of proportion when he started trying to find out what happened. Due to his overreaction, I had to replace the Twinkie without him noticing, which I successfully did. But through a bizarre series of events, he somehow discovered what I had done. We both agreed to leave it behind us when he revealed that he had lied about his knowledge of the bunker in the before times, which was obviously a worse thing. Long story short, he still hasn't let this cream-filled snack cake go. I mean, I'm his wife. Did he want me to starve rather than eat it? If you ask Art, he'd say it's not the fact that I ate the Twinkie, but that I lied about it and tried to convince him he was losing his mind rather than telling the truth. Blah, blah, blah. But I know the truth. I know what he really cared about. In a childish attempt to get back at me, Art has decided to take something near and dear to me. For years, he's been jealous of my devotion to journaling and the fact that I've completed far more journals than he has. So what does he do? He took it. My journal. It must have been a few days ago. I write in it every day. One day, it was there, and the next, it was gone. He's the only person who could have done it. I'm not gonna lie. I wanted to believe it was anyone besides him. I was hoping it was Brawlyfus, but then I realized, Brawlyfus, you've been asking for my address for days on the Wi-Fi network, and you must have no idea where I live. My next assumption was that it was an overeager fan. But none of you would know where to find me, let alone know the code to the safe where we've been keeping the journals. Hopefully none of you are stalkers either. If I have to do an episode on why not to give people unwanted attention, no matter how intelligent or beautiful or famous they are, I will do it. No. Those thoughts all immediately vanished when they came to mind. The only person who could have done this is Art. I just have no idea how he thought he was going to get away with it or what he hopes to gain. I hope he hasn't read too far either, or he might find out about the Zozone. We wouldn't want that, listeners, now would we? I'm open to ideas on how to get him to return the journal. You can send them to me at fromarttozoe@gmail.com. Not to be negative, but I know better than to wait for your responses, though. I've come up with a plan in the meantime. Next episode, I'm going to pick an advice topic that will make him see the error of his ways. I'll make him feel so guilty, he'll own up to it immediately. And if that doesn't work, I have a backup plan. I'm going to rig a grenade to the inside of the safe. Art will try to replace the journal without me knowing, and when he does, bam! Smoke everywhere! Oh, I should have said it's a smoke grenade. It's probably a little misleading for me to go bam! Because that would probably be more like a real grenade. But what kind of sound does a smoke grenade make? Oh, I guess like a hiss. Anyway, the plan is that when Art attempts to replace my journal in the safe, as soon as he opens it up, smoke everywhere. He won't be able to hide what he's done. You know, listeners, talking it through with you makes me realize this is an amazing plan. I would have liked an actual sounding board or focus group for the idea, but your stunned silence at its awesomeness is enough to tell me I'm on the right track. I hope you all tune in next week. I'm going to get Art to admit what he's done. It should be quite exciting. Alive, on the air, gotcha moment. Of course, I'll be sad when we have to eventually separate. It'll be hard watching Art have to sleep outside while we work to rebuild the trust between us, but it's a sacrifice I'm willing to make. That's all the time I have for today. I need to go set up that whole smoke grenade thing in the safe. Help me out with this and don't tell Art about my plan. Over.